God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer.
My administration will be focused on three very important words. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
A policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Because today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Hold on to your seats. Buckle up for safety. You are now entering another dimension with the Scott Adams Show.
And that's right. My name is Scott Adams, and you're listening to The Scott Adams Show. We are live. It's Wednesday, and it's May 31st, 2017. Hump day. Boy, it's a short week, isn't it? It feels like a short week. The call lines are open. You can call in to 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. That's 867-8255. If you want to call in. We're only going to take calls in the first part of the show. In the second part of the show, we're going to leave that to wrap up. You know, I guess the top story for me is really this has been of a comedian, Kathy Griffin, who I can't even explain it. But, you know, she had a video raising the head of Donald Trump. Donald Trump tweeted out this morning, you know, this is a sick thing. Basically, what I have a son, 11-year-old son, Barron. How do I explain this to my children? And even Anderson Cooper, who does the New Year's Eve ball drop with Kathy Griffin, said this is unexplainable. This is grotesque. This is unacceptable behavior. But this is where the Democrats are. They're into the whole shock thing. No substance, mind you, just shock. And at some point, though, it's interesting because the Secret Service is now getting involved with this as well. And, you know, it's a pretty sad day, really, when you think about it. Pretty sad. That this is what we have to deal with. That we have comedians that think it's funny to act like terrorists and decapitate our president's head. This would have never happened in the days of FDR. This would have never happened, you know, with JFK. This would have never happened anywhere. And if it did, there would have been street justice. I mean, there would have been social justice. There would have been somebody to stand up. This has become a partisan thing. So partisan, in fact, that this has become the norm. I almost think that Kathy Griffin is so old that, you know, she's not affected by the video game. So what is her excuse? It's the culture that she lives in and eats and breathes. You know, TMZ did background video coverage or had access to the background video coverage of her shooting this video of her raising the head of Donald Trump. And she said, you know, this is going to make us have to leave the country. She knew exactly what she was doing. And then she comes out with this video apologizing. I'm so, so sorry. I miscalculated. I misjudged. You know, this is a woman that's been in comedy for 40 years too long. And all of a sudden, she's miscalculating. She doesn't know comedy anymore. I mean, she's a celebrity. She knows comedy. She knows when to hold them, when to fold them. She knows when to pull back and when to go forward. You know, when you're good at what you do, you just know how to do it. She knew what she was doing, but her hatred and her stupidity of the political process and what is happening is really what's at play here. And in fact, you know, a lot of these people, whether it be Anderson Cooper, who actually took the high road here, whether it be Anderson Cooper, whether it be Dan Rather, let's not kid ourselves. Dan Rather knows a thing or two about reporting. Biggest idiot on the planet. And you just wonder, how is it that this liberal hatred, I think the liberalism has gotten exposed. Because we all know that they can't contain themselves. They can't control themselves. We all know that they're intolerant. You know, it turns out that the Portland murderer was a Bernie Sanders supporter. It's gotten a little crazy, but that's what happened in Ferguson. That's what happens in a lot of different places and areas and things, is that you stoke the flames of this divisiveness and this hatred and this victimization, and you have this wildly crazy reaction. And I think that the fake news and the partisanship in Congress, the Chuck Schumers of the world and the Adam Schiffs of the world, who are just relentless in their hatred of Donald Trump and of anything that's opposed to their view. And what you end up having is you end up having this escalation of who can top who as the biggest Trump hater. When all Trump ever did was go and make a mantra that said America is first, that he wants to create jobs, he wants to reduce our taxes, he wants to deregulate, he wants to pull out of the Paris Accord. You heard it here first. He's pulling out of the Paris Accord. It's pulling out. It's not a good deal for America. The Paris Accord is about Angela Merkel first. Well, Angela Merkel is a dunce, and she's not first. In this case, she's last. If you're not first, you're last, to quote Ricky Bobby. And that's where Angela Merkel is finding herself this morning. You're listening to The Scott Adams Show. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-691-9879. 800-691-9879. 800-691-9879. That's 800-691-9879.
Hey, folks, did you know that 90% of all disease or discomfort is directly or indirectly related to an unclean colon?
In fact, colon cancer is the third most common form of cancer, and the lifetime risk of developing colon cancer is about 1 out of 20 men and women. This is Scott Adams from The Scott Adams Show and owner of Red State Talk Radio. I wanted a colon cleansing mild detox that would give me more energy without caffeine, and I found it with Life Change Tea by visiting GetTheTea.com. This herbal tea with its unique blend of ingredients is formulated to detoxify and cleanse your body and is available in a super strength formula. A healthy colon is the secret to living a healthy life. That's why I have one cup of Life Change Tea every day to keep the doctor away. Visit GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. And tell them Scott from Red State Talk Radio sent you.
Hold on to your seats. Buckle up for safety. You are now entering another dimension with the Scott Adams Show.
And we're back. My name is Scott Adams, and you're listening to the Scott Adams Show live, where it's Wednesday, May 31st, 2017. And the call lines are open. If you want to call in, it's 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. That's 867-8255. If you want to call in and be heard, we were talking about Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin is the ex-former comedian. If she wasn't an ex-former comedian by now, she is now. She just handed in her resignation. She's no longer going to be part of the New Year's Eve special ball drop. How she ever even got that gig to begin with is beyond me. She's never been an A-lister. And yet she's been around for a while, and she, in a lot of respects, is successful. You know, these actors go off into the sunset, and somehow they have a career that's still sustainable at some point. I'm not sure exactly, but she seems like she's doing well. She's 2 million Twitter followers. So she creates this video where she's talking with the photographer, and she's acknowledging that this is going to be a real game changer. This is going to be a real attention getter. And then she apologizes that she's gone too far. But you know who she didn't apologize to is Donald Trump himself. And so to me, she's just a weak bankrupt person. She's a weak person. She's bankrupt of anything. I mean, anybody that thinks that way, that mean spirited, is just such an ugly person to me. It's pretty simple for me, you know, to get that understanding. You know, I don't know. I couldn't think like that. I mean, as much as I dislike Barack Obama, I could never do that, what she did. I just, you know, we live among people that are really maniacs. And she's got to be one of them. I don't know what to say about it, really. But, of course, Donald Trump tweeted about it. And, okay, there's something else going on with Donald Trump's tweets too, right? So, you know, his most recent tweet acknowledged Kathy Griffin. I think he was wondering whether or not to give Kathy Griffin even any attention whatsoever. And he did. He decided to do that. And he said, "Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children, especially my 11-year-old, son, Baron, are having a hard time with this. Sick!" Exclamation point. By the way, if you didn't know, any tweet coming out of Donald Trump's Twitter, if it ends with an exclamation point, it means he wrote it. And that's a little secret. But It is true. I mean, I can't imagine. I put myself in Barron's shoes, and I was thinking, if this were to happen to me, I would be very offended by that. It would be like my worst nightmare. So I don't know. I don't know why these adults like Kathy Griffin don't think about others. They don't have any empathy. They don't have any. They're just so intolerant to reality. The liberals are intolerant to a lot of things. They really are. You know, because the Portland shooter was intolerant of opposing views. He hated Trump. He also hated Islam. And, you know, here's Trump, you know, called an Islamophobe, but he goes to Saudi Arabia and he has such great relations with the Saudis and the Arabs in general, the leaders of the Arab states. And he reached out. He was able to speak their language. He was able to come across very authentically with love in his heart. And people can see it. You know, real people with emotional intelligence and real people with real feelings and real people that I think are smart. You know, if you've ever been in the presence of a really true smart leader, you sit down in front of them and you know that they could read you like a book. And there are people out there like that. I think Trump is like that. And I think a lot of Arabs are like that. I think that a lot of world leaders are like that. And I think that they see Trump and they know he's speaking truth. They know that he means what he says. He says what he means. And that he is to be taken seriously despite all the rhetoric and all the banter and all the humility and all the comedy and all the fun and games. Fun and games. Like Covfefe. You're going to, it's the new hashtag, look it up. So there's a rumor going around that Donald Trump was tweeting in the twilight while he was falling asleep, and he said something about press coverage, and he meant to say coverage, you know, the press coverage, and it said press Covfefe, 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 and then it just ended right there. And people were like, what? And they pulled that tweet down. And so he gets up first thing in the morning. This morning. Around 6 a.m. And he says, who can figure out the true meaning of Covfefe? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Enjoy! Exclamation point. And you got to admit, that's a sense of humor. I think he knows. It's not a word. But it's good stuff. It's great to have a president that's a real person and not a Manchurian candidate for a change. You know? I mean, Barack Obama, where the heck did he come from, right? Out of nowhere. See your college transcripts? No. Can we actually talk to some of your friends you may have had when you were a kid? No, I didn't have any. You know, that's a Barack Obama. He is a mystery man, trust me. With Trump, you got the real gem. You got the real McCoy. You got a real American. The good, the bad, the ugly. The liberals hate it. But you know, they really hate it when they don't talk about it or when they bash it or when they want to cut his head off like Kathy Griffin does. You know, you remember Gabby Gifford got shot in the head. It was back during, she got shot in the head, back during the election season of McCain and Sarah Palin. And I believe what happened was they came out with an ad with hashtags in it, and they were basically targeting their territories for where they were going to campaign. It wasn't even like a malicious attack. And when Gabby Gifford got shot at a press conference, they questioned that hashtag theme because they were anti-gun. They were anti-Second Amendment, a lot of these people, of the Democrats. And so the Democrats blamed the Republicans for Gabby Gifford being shot. And they compared this campaign ad that, you know, if you saw the two different things juxtaposed, you would never draw a conclusion that those things could be coming together like that. Never. I mean, it was so far removed. Yet you get someone like Kathy Griffin out there acting like she's an ISIS beheader. I mean, it's unbelievable how far down the ladder the Democrats have come to where, you know, they say one thing about, you know, conflating a hashtag or you know, not a hashtag, a hash mark, you know, from a rifle as part of a campaign strategy to target your, target your area of where you're going to cover, to her shooting. It was so weak, that comparison. It was very weak. And yet here's something so blatant, right? Inciting terrorism. I mean, if you want to talk about recruitment for ISIS, you need to look no further than Kathy Griffin. She's a convert. And her apology is so weak. She didn't even apologize to Donald Trump. And until she does that, well, no, actually, she didn't do that. She had one chance to do it right, and she didn't with her apology. And whoever decides to pick her up on anything, air her show, do anything for her, let her talk about the New Year's Eve ball drop, I will flip that channel so quick it'll make your head spin. You're listening to The Scott Adams Show. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, this is Leonora Cravota from Red State Talk Radio for MyPillow. I used to have trouble sleeping. MyPillow changed all that. I now fall asleep within moments of my head touching my pillow. That's how comfortable MyPillow is with its patented interlocking fill. MyPillow stays cool and does not go flat. Plus, it's machine washable and dryable. MyPillow has a 10-year warranty and a 60-day comfort guarantee. And it's made right here in the USA. MyPillow is now offering Red State Talk Radio listeners a 4-pack special with 2 premium standard or queen pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows. That's 4 pillows for the price of 1. To take advantage of this special offer, call 1-800-961-9194 and ask for promo code Red State. That's 1-800-961-9194, promo code Red State. Put sleepless nights behind you with MyPillow, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-691-9879. 800-691-9879. 800-691-9879. That's 800-691-9879.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IVC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement.
Hold on to your seats. Buckle up for safety. You are now entering another dimension with the Scott Adams Show.
And we're back. My name is Scott Adams, and you're listening to the Scott Adams Show. We're live. It's Wednesday, May 31st, 2017. We're always live, really. We do weekend shows live as well. Red State Talk Radio, basically, is a live station now. We've gone from... last year having 2 hours of live programming to this year really going live, going rogue, as they say. Going live is different than sending up podcasts. And it really is kind of going without a safety net, you know. Anything can happen. And especially with digital radio. We don't have a lot of producers. We don't have a lot of script writers. We don't have, you know, we wing it. Some days we're more prepared than others. Today really did not take that much effort because there was just so many things that to talk about. There's just a tremendous amount of things to talk about. And I have a whole list in front of me here, and I want to make sure I get through it by the end of the show. But again, I wanted to reiterate for those just joining us. By the way, we have a call-in number. This is the last segment where we're going to be taking calls. It's 215-867-8255. That's 867-8255. And that's Top Talk. You know, so it's 215-TOP TALK. 215-867-8255. And I see the lines. I see the streams open. And we're rocking it. I mean, our capacity is almost full right now with listeners. We only have but so many streams. There's a finite amount of streams. And we're almost near capacity right now. Some days we are at capacity. And we're looking at getting bigger lines as a result of this. We've gone gangbusters over the last year. And if you want to see the numbers associated with who's listening, we have a little secret digit. If you go to redstatetalkradio.com, underneath the newsletter subscribe button, you can see this little grayed out number. We put that up there for our show hosts, and they can see it, and they can see how many listeners are listening in, and they can gauge their performance and things like that. It's a little bit of a Red State Insider thing. Shh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell our competitors. Although they would be envious. Because we have bigger numbers than CRN and a lot of other stations in America. We have 24,500 tune-in followers. We have a really big network. We have, by the way, we have over 20,000 Roku subscribers. So Red State Talk Radio is like the little engine that could and did and is doing. And I think we're the only station that has a billboard in Times Square, and that we give back to our show hosts by actually promoting them in lights. to give back to them, because they work hard. They don't get paid a lot. You know, it's not a big money maker for them. And it makes them feel really good when they're up there in lights. And we love to do that. So we love to make people feel good. Incidentally, do you recall when I said that I think the next FBI director is going to be John Pistol? And I said it's like pistol, but without an E. Or no, pistol with an E. So it's like pistol, like a gun, pistol, but with an E. I said this about 3 weeks ago. Well, now he's back, and he's being interviewed, and more than likely, he's probably going to be the next FBI director. That's John Pistol. Gotta say, that I was probably, if he gets to be the FBI director, I'm going to play that clip. All right. I think I made a couple of them, but what I had heard, I heard from a source and I heard from some other sources that he's a good friend of Mike Pence, and he's from Indiana, and he's just a seasoned veteran, and he's a straight shooter, and I think he would be a good FBI director. And I think that a lot of this early stuff was just smoke and mirrors. I mean, I don't think anybody ever thought that Lieberman was going to be an FBI director. Certainly not McCabe. He's part of the hornet's nest. I think if Donald Trump has learned one thing, he has learned that there is no reaching across the aisle anymore. That those days are over. And I think that that's where you might have a problem with Jared Kushner, who he loves so much. You know, anybody that marries your daughter, you want to believe that he's the best man on the planet, right? Well, Jared Kushner is a lifelong Democrat, and his own attorney is a Democrat attorney. And you wonder why in the world. See, I don't think Jared Kushner understands how radical and how intolerant and how ideological his colleagues among the left are. And I had friends like that, you know, where they didn't understand that the left was so intolerant. And I would tell them these stories. That the left is intolerant. Oh, no, the left is tolerant. Until, you know, certain things happen that I can actually point it out to them. You know, I can point things out to them and they can see it. And they're like, wow, I didn't know that was existing. No, I know you did not know that it exists, but it does. There's a lot of people that think that the left is the most tolerant. And they're always lefters. You know, there's always they're liberals themselves. It's very strange, the world we live in. But I'm going to pivot, and I'm going to read Donald Trump's tweets, because it's going to cover what I want to talk about next, which is kind of important. Carter Page. Well, we talked about the Trump tweet. Confeffi, right? It was obvious to me that Donald Trump was tweeting while he was falling asleep, and he was talking about press coverage, right? So now he created a new buzzword, confeffi, and it's kind of a funny thing. And I think he got up and he this morning made fun of himself, self-deprecating, something that the left doesn't think he's capable of, and had some fun with it, basically saying, who can figure out the true meaning of confeffi? Enjoy. That was funny. But he said, so now it is reported that the Democrats, who have excoriated Carter Page about Russia, don't want him to testify. He blows away their case against him, and now wants to clear his name by showing the false or misleading testimony by James Comey, John Brennan, witch hunt. Now, how do you like that? How do you like me now? Carter Page, I've seen Carter Page on several interviews now. And he comes at it from like a never met him. Don't know him. Don't know that guy. Met that guy once. Knows, he's just straight shooter. He's going to blow James Comey's testimony and John Brennan's testimony out of the water. If you ask me, John Brennan and James Comey are sickos. They're sick, sick people who took their job and abused it for radical ideological means. And they tried to spin it that James Comey was a Republican. I don't think I don't know what he is, but he certainly doesn't represent my brand of politics. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. If you're an FBI director, just do your damn job. Just do it. You're called justice for a reason. Justice knows no color, no gender, no ideology, no political persuasion. That's why you have a 10-year tenure. So you could do what you want when you want. You're powerful. He abused that privilege and tarnished the FBI for forever. And it was right for Donald Trump to fire him like he did, because that guy would have tried to cover up his tracks. You know, it's funny, but the Senate asked for all those notes and memos that he said he wrote. Such a liar. It's like after the fact, finally, you're going to come out and admit that you wrote a note that says, you know, what you said or you didn't say in a meeting. It's like, okay, show me all your notes. Oh, well, you only have one note? That's not your forte? That's not your pattern? See, the trouble with liars is all you got to do is ask very simple questions. And if he doesn't have a thousand zillion notes, which everybody knows he didn't, then he just made this crap up. And that's what he did. Now, James Comey's going to come out and testify, perhaps. But who is running the show over the committee? Why is it that the Democrats get to choose who gets to be heard? Now, all of a sudden, the Democrats were saying that they want to get to the truth. They want to peel every layer, cut every onion, whatever. They don't want the truth. They want this to be a political circus for as long as they can make it a political circus. So that they could slow down Trump's progress. The Democrats have never seen anything like Donald Trump. They are so afraid of what he might do. This was the Democrats' worst nightmare. And since the very beginning when they said Donald Trump is exactly who we want to run against, that was code word for that's who we fear the most. They got what their wishes. They just keep on being wrong, though. It's like we want to run against Donald Trump because we love the way it feels to get a sledgehammer hit over our head. You know, if you're a Democrat, that's what you're going to say, right? So, you know, the story over at Washington Examiner says Trump, Carter Page blows away Democrats' case against him in FBI witch hunt. And it's true. Also, it is true that Trump is to withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement report. Withdraw completely from the Paris Agreement. That's good news for business in America. Let me tell you something. So you're listening to The Scott Adams Show. We'll be back after the break.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts. But you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate
penalties and interest and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-691-9879. 800-691-9879. 800-691-9879. That's 800-691-9879.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Hey, this is Leonora Cravota from Red State Talk Radio for MyPillow. I used to have trouble sleeping. MyPillow changed all that. I now fall asleep within moments of my head touching my pillow. That's how comfortable MyPillow is with its patented interlocking fill. MyPillow stays cool and does not go flat. Plus, it's machine washable and dryable. MyPillow has a 10-year warranty and a 60-day comfort guarantee. MyPillow is also the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, and it's made right here in the USA. MyPillow is now offering Red State Talk Radio listeners a 4-pack special with 2 premium standard or queen pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. That's 4 pillows for the price of 1. To take advantage of this special offer, call 1-800-961-9194 and ask for promo code REDSTATE. That's 1-800-961-9194, promo code REDSTATE. Put sleepless nights behind you with MyPillow, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-660-7530. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-660-7530. That's 800-660-7530. Again, that's 800-660-7530. Call now.
Hold on to your seats. Buckle up for safety. You are now entering another dimension with the Scott Adams Show.
And we're back. My name is Scott Adams, and you're listening to the Scott Adams Show. We are live. It's Wednesday, May 31st, 2017. And as I was saying, over on the Red State Talk Radio website, we have a little counter. We can take a look at that. But when you're over there, we want you to also sign up for our newsletter. We are going to be starting to send those out. We've had a little trouble with our newsletter system, and it's because our list is so big that when we sent it out, there was a lot of problems with it. It took forever. It went out in batches, and it did some things that weren't quite right. We have to use this professional system, and in any case, we're working out a little bit of a technical glitch with that system. But it is a great newsletter. It's going to have updated schedules. It's going to feature show hosts. It's going to talk about the new and exciting things that we're doing at Red State Talk Radio, like our billboard, our call-in lines, our live programming, how we rank in the industry, you know, all sorts of things. It's going to be wonderful. So we also have great articles that we post up on the website that we have there that we promote in our newsletter as well. So there's a lot going on there. And the list is growing. I mean, we're up, I guess it's over 100,000 right now. And for a Red State, that's quite a large list. Over 100,000 names. So I think the system we're using doesn't handle that number, doesn't do it well anyway. So we're figuring out a way to go about this. Because the alternatives, Constant Contacts of the world with a list that big is kind of expensive. I wanted to talk and mention, we did mention earlier about a month ago, that John Pistol, was a leading candidate for the FBI, and you didn't hear boo about him. You heard about these finalists, you heard about McCabe, and you heard about, Lieberman. You didn't hear anything about Pistol, and he's definitely one that I think is high up on the list. There's about two people, actually, that I think are in play right now. And none of them you heard in the mainstream media. They just don't do good journalism anymore, that's for sure. One of the go-to places I like to go to is Washington Examiner. I think they're a rising star with respect to online news. Washington Examiner, and you should go out and get the app as well. Now, again, Red State Talk Radio has phone apps, by the way. You can go out and get the phone apps, and what you'll get with the phone app is reliable play on your phone. All you got to do is go to the App Store, look for Red State Talk Radio. It'll come up. It's downloadable. If it says buy, it's free. We do not charge anything. It's a free program. Just get it, go out and get it. You can listen to one of our podcasts from that app. You can listen to you can look at our social media, our Twitter page, our Facebook page. You could even send a feedback to the show host, and there's a little chat there on the app. Okay, so I encourage a lot of people to go out and get that app. It's a very good app for our phone, for our station. It's the Red State Talk Radio phone app. But the other good app is Washington Examiner. I think that Washington Examiner is a good publication. So Carter Page writes, I have learned from your committee staff on this Memorial Day holiday that I might not be immediately afforded the opportunity to address the false or misleading testimony by James Comey, John Brennan, et al., as per our previous scheduled appointment for next week. Page wrote in the letter, in the interest of finally providing the American people with some accurate information at long last, I hope that we can proceed with this straight dialogue soon. Page didn't specify falsehoods from either Comey or Brennan, of the falsehoods from Comey or Brennan, but he did point out about the Russian dossier compiled by former British intelligence officer as an example of false information about him. The FBI reportedly used the dossier to secure a warrant to secretly monitor Page's communications, but it's unclear how much information in the dossier was verified by U.S. intelligence last year to obtain the warrant. So Page, meanwhile, suggested reports in the press prove U.S. officials used the dossier in securing the warrant to monitor him, which would be totally illegal, totally unsubstantial, and blow a hole in the integrity for the benchmark required for wiretapping. And this is really the key. So the Democrats don't want to go there because they love this Russian story so much. You know, it's a fake story. Everybody's knows it's fake except the people that are perpetrating this lie themselves. Somehow they don't have an off button. They just keep talking about it and talking about it. Now, I have to say, who are the people consuming that news? And why are the advertisers who are promoting this BS, why are the advertisers being supported by the public? At some point, you got to say, who's controlling who? Well, the advertisers are actually making it possible for CNN and MSNBC and New York Times and Washington Post to perpetrate their lie. And that's a big part of the problem. But I mean, I can't tell you how many liberal friends I have where they come out and they say, I've never heard of that. I mean, it was 4 years after Benghazi, and I mentioned Benghazi to a friend of mine, and she said, I've never heard of that. I have no idea what you're talking about. And you just scratch your head like, and you kind of tilt it like 45 degrees to the right, and you say, what? You know, like, are you crazy? But this is the kind of news that they're getting, right? This is the kind of news that they're getting. They're getting fake news, weaponized news. But see, it used to be fake. It used to be sort of benign fake, you know? But now it's become vicious and malicious. You know, I think Kathy Griffin and her holding the head of Donald Trump up, I really think that that is the heart of the Democrat Party right now. You know, I really believe that's the heart of it. That's where their heart is. That is their message. It's full of hate. You know, aren't they the ones that say love, love not hate? Wasn't it, remember the gay, the same-sex marriage case? Love wins. They're all about love except for when, you know, Kathy Griffin wants to hold the head up of Donald Trump. I mean, it's crazy. The hypocrisy that goes on over there on the left. And I say over there because it's not over here. You know, it's like, don't, you know, just be yourself. I mean, let's just stick to the policies and stick to the issues. Let's just not even go there. This emotion, you know, this emotion from the Democrats has got to stop. You know, breaking windows, begging for the police to die, fry them like bacon. What do we want, dead cops? What do we want them now? This is not an isolated incident. This is the problem. Black Lives Matter groups were hateful. You know, there have been so many liberal agendas and liberal groups that have gotten together and have broken windows and did civil disobedience. You never, ever see it coming from the right, ever. At every conservative college, they let liberals speak. But liberal colleges, they don't let conservatives speak. They call it hate. You take the Portland mayor, right, who said that they can't hold a Trump rally. He was conflating that the Trump rally people were associated with the Islamophobia that went on there. Turns out that the guy who did the killings out there in the name of Islamophobia and went after Muslims and tried to kill them. Well, not only did Trump denounce it, okay, not only did Trump denounce it, like unequivocally, but also he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. We went through all of his tweets. He was a libtard with a capital L. And so, again, they don't even know what to do about this stuff. But it is the tyrants of the world, the Hitlers of the world, that were liberals. They were socialists. But they don't want to talk about it, right? Can't we all just get along? Well, we're at the end of our hour. You're listening to The Scott Adams Show. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time on the radio. Bye-bye now.
in Tennessee, a long way from the suits in D.C., but close enough now to see this mess. Where I stand, the mound's getting steeper. I grab a shovel, dig the hole a little deeper, just to bury my kids right up to there.